there's a little bit of history from the thumb there. But I think what I'd like to go over with you now is the starting lineups that you have for Buena Vista. Go ahead.
All right, for Buena Vista, we've got George Goodman, senior guard, coming in at 5'9". Number 21, Darnell McKinney, junior, 6'4" forward. Steve Ellis McGee, a senior 6'1" guard. Derek Washington, a senior 5'10". And number 34, George Smithers, a senior 6'4".
And for the Harbor Beach Pirates?
Harbor Beach, we've got number 4, Scott Grakovich, a senior. A senior in number 10, Sean Sorensen. A sophomore, number 12, Aaron Ginther. A freshman, Eli Kraft, coming in number 22. And a sophomore, Andrew Seaman, number 40.
And when we come back, we'll have some keys to the game and tip-off. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You know, trust, integrity, and personal service still matter to a lot of people. Those values are alive and well in Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach and Ubley. Casey provides the Harbor Beach and Ubley areas with some of the finest insurance service you'll find anywhere. Life, home, auto, farm, business, retirement, and more. You need just one good insurance professional in your life. Make it Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance. Call Casey Yan today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Abilene at 658-8538. Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Abilene. I would like to apply for the position as your trusted advisor, whether it's helping you choose a deductible for your home or car or managing your financial investments. Please call me at 479-3288 or 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, the Casey Yan Agency, making your future more predictable.
We're back here at Harbor, or at Reef High School, where the Harbor Beach Pirates are getting set to take on the Buena Vista Knights here in the first round. And what would you say that national anthem was all about there?
We had quite the unique national anthem. A young gentleman from Reef was playing it on his electric guitar. I've never heard a national anthem quite like that.
I got to tell you what, it was different, but it was impressive.
It was impressive.
And we got some keys to the game here right before the tip-off goes off, and I'll let you go ahead and read what my keys to the game are there.
Right, some keys for Harbor Beach to take on this win. Keep playing the fast, furious kind of game that they have played down the stretch. Be scrappy on the rebounds and tie up the big guys from Buena Vista, just like they have all year. Most importantly, don't let a possible fast start from Buena Vista take the wind out of you. Basketball is a game of runs, and you got to start your runs early. For a piece for Buena Vista, don't overlook the Harbor Beach Pirates. This is a win and go home tournament, and the Pirates are not ready to lower the mast of their sails yet. So really, if Buena Vista wants to come in, and they need to really, each team needs to come in strong. And no matter how big of an underdog you're facing, it's still a game where you can possibly go home if you end up losing it.
And that's why we play the 32 minutes of it. I'm actually picking Harbor Beach to win tonight, 68-65 over Buena Vista. And I won't ask you to pick because you really didn't have a lot of history. You were coming home and thought you might be covering the Class B for us there because usually somebody's moving on. But, of course, Akron Fairgrove moved on over your alma mater. Sorry about that, to have your heart broken, but... needless to say, we drove through Akron Fairgrove on the way here tonight. Michigan Lutheran Seminary was showing up. And speaking of that, we want to go congratulate Akron Fairgrove on their first district title in 20 years, and we wish them the best of luck as they move on tonight. And You've got a couple other ones there that we'll get in there when you get a chance, that you can let them know how they did tonight later on, Eric. But right now, to let you go, the gymnasium here goes from north to south or south to north, whichever way you want to look at it. Harbor Beach is in their black uniforms. They'll be going from north to south. Univista is in their white uniforms with the dark blue, aqua blue trim, and they'll be going from right to left. And tip-off is going to have Andrew Simon up against Daryl McKinney. And McKinney tips it in the backcourt right off to McGee. McGee takes it to the right side, over to Washington, back to the top to McGee. A little catch. Now they put it down inside to McKinney. McKinney takes it, kicks it inside. Now they kick it back upside to Washington. Washington feeds it down inside to McKinney. McKinney tries to go up, but he has a shot blocked by Sorensen there. Sorensen comes down with a nice block and the rebound. Here comes Kraft for Harbor Beach, bringing the ball up the court. The young freshman, he does not play like a freshman. You saw him when we did that game. Pickler with me. He plays more like a senior when you watch him play. And he brings the ball up. Harbor Beach resets their offense. Kraft still dribbling around at the top. He's covered there by Washington. He's still covered. They're waiting to get somebody open. Now he comes to the right side to Ginther. Ginther looks to go into the paint. He goes in, and he's tripped, and we're going to get a blocking foul called. And I'll let you keep track of those tonight on the fouls for me. I'll take that break. That first foul is going to go against McGee for the Buena Vista Knights. First team foul. Jerkovic looks to inbound it. He gets it over to the right, left side to Ginther. They swing it to Kraft. Wide open is Sorensen. He takes a shot. No good. Seaman takes a shot behind the line. No good. Jerkovic is calling for it on the left side of the court. Kraft is covered there tightly now by Washington, but they get it open to Sorensen, where he was hot from the other day, and he picks up right where he left off the other night, Eric. That's where he went Saturday. He opened up with four of them in the first half, I believe. And they take the early lead, 3-0 over the Buena Vista Knights. 6:42 early here in the first quarter. Now they shoot their first three. It goes up by Goodman, but it doesn't fall. Rebound down there by McKinney. McKinney can't get it. A rebound by Goodman. No good. Rebound tipped around. Comes out long to Ginther. Ginther pushes it up the court. Tries to give it to Kraft, but Goodman gets in there and gets it. And now Ginther gets it back under control for the Pirates. Gets it to Kraft. Kraft gives it to Sorensen from the other side. It goes halfway down and the three. No good. But in there for the rebound is Ginther, who snuck in there. Nobody bothered to box out the Patriots or the Pirates.
Two very good drives from Harbor Beach. They're going to have to keep this up if they want to stay in this ball game.
And they're up 5-0 here as Buena Vista has to play in front of the Beach Nets over there. And they got a nice crowd here on hand. Now we got a long three-pointer from Derek Washington. And he nails the three. And he comes in averaging 13.5 points a game. Quick break up the court by Harbor Beach. Ginther tries to buck for the bunny, but he can't get the layup. Rebound control. Brings it up the court to the right side to the 5'9 Goodman, the all-stater. No look behind the back pass down low to McKinney. McKinney lays it up and off the glass. Got a tie ball game, 5-5, 5:37 to go here in the first quarter.
That was an absolutely beautiful pass by George Goodman to get it in into his big guy, McKinney, for the easy bucket.
And you can see why he's an all-stater, and he's got the likes of several Division I and Division II schools looking at him. Shot there taken by Kraft from about 19 feet, no good. Rebound bounces off Buena Vista, and Harbor Beach is going to get it under their basket. Or under their basket. Here with 5:20 to go in the first quarter, we're here at Reese High School. Sue Schrader, Eric Iden on Cruise 102.1. They get it into Kraft, wide open at the free throw line. He gives it back to Jerkovic, but he's double teamed right away. He dribbles through the double team, tries to go up. Now he leaves it off for Ginther. Ginther shot short, but Jerkovic pulls down the rebound. He's double teamed and in for the reach and wrapped up. More than anything was Daryl McKinney. McKinney just basically got in there and wrapped his arms around Ginther's arms and Jerkovic's arms there, and no reaching foul.
That was a really good hustle play, actually, by McKinney. He got all ball, and he just held on for all his might.
And Jerkovic did a good job to hang on there. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach will now get it in front of the Knights bench. They're in a man-to-man matchup here right now. Pass goes over to Ginther. Ginther's shot goes up from behind the line. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Buena Vista. Goodman comes up the court, and we're going to get our first foul on Harbor Beach. It's going to go against Sorensen. He bumped into Ginther there. I'm sorry, he bumped into Goodman there. That'll be the first team foul for Harbor Beach. Everybody's got one here. And Buena Vista with the ball. McGee at the top to the right side to Goodman. Goodman, a couple little dribble moves here. Brings it back up to the top. Directs his teammates where he wants them. Harbor Beach is in a 2-3 zone. Up to the top comes a double pick for Goodman, but he dishes it off to the right side to McGee. Gets it back. Now they give it to the goal corner. Houston. Malachi Houston on the fadeaway jumper, and he gets it to fall. And Buena Vista takes the first lead.